Keith Peters reporting. President Trump says he trusts Russian leader Vladimir Putin to uphold any peace deal that's reached with Ukraine. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Despite skepticism from European leaders, the president said he believes Putin can be trusted.
I think he'll keep his word. I've spoken to him. I've known him for a long time now.
He made those comments during talks with Britain's Prime Minister Starmer, who pushed for a more Ukraine-friendly approach to making peace.
History must be on the side of the peacemaker, not the invader.
On Friday, the president meets with Ukrainian leader Zelensky. Greg Clugston, the White House.
Americans are now paying about 50 cents a gallon less for gasoline than they were a few months ago, but many still think the price could go up again.
The latest Rasmussen Report's national telephone and online survey finds that 34% of American adults say that over the past 6 months, the price of gasoline in their area has gone up, while 18% say the price has gone down, and 38% say the gasoline prices in their area have stayed about the same. 10% are not sure. The number who say that they're paying more has declined sharply from 61% in May of 2024. The survey of 1,311 American adults was conducted on February 16th to the 18th, 2025, by Rasmussen Reports. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Mexico has sent infamous drug lord Rafael Caro Quintero to the United States along with 28 other prisoners requested by the U.S. government. Caro Quintero was behind the killing of a U.S. DEA agent in 1985. Mexico's Attorney General's office said in a statement that the 29 prisoners removed from the U.S. Thursday faced charges related to drug trafficking, among other crimes. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 193 points. This is SRN News. A battle over transgenderism has been joined in Washington State.
A 15-year-old girl playing on the Tumwater High School girls basketball team was warming up for a game recently when she noticed that the opposing team included a boy. She complained. The school officials on site did nothing, so she refused to play. Now her complaints have prompted the school system to investigate her for, quote, harassment. The Foundation Against Intolerance and Racism has now filed a civil rights complaint on the girl's behalf against school officials. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The school board in Lufkin, Texas, has voted to close two elementary schools due to declining enrollment. Officials say that among the reasons for the steep decline is the increase in competition with private religious schools and parents who homeschool their children, dissatisfied with the liberalism in public schools and their poor performance. This is SRN News. The average U.S. mortgage rate has fallen yet again this week.
Another week, another drop in mortgage rates. Mortgage buyer Freddie Mac says the average rate on a 30-year mortgage fell this week to 6.76%. This is the sixth weekly decline. It brings the average rate to its lowest level since mid-December. The average rate briefly fell to a two-year low of just above 6% last September, but has mostly been hovering around 7% this year. The latest drop is an encouraging sign for home shoppers as the spring home buying season gets underway. I'm Alex Vega.
President Donald Trump is planning a gold card visa with a potential pathway to U.S. citizenship for $5 million. The program would replace an existing program that offers U.S. visas to investors who spend about $1 million on a company that employs at least 10 people. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.